Small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk 106.3. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Dwayne Johnson calls for a stunt double, who does The Rock turn to?
No police!
When Ham the astroturf said, no more space flights! Who did great minds at NASA turn to?
No police!
Now, this world-renowned actor slash daredevil has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only... He's the poster child for no cloning. Paul LaVoy!
All right, welcome to Speak Out. It is Wednesday, June 9th, 2021. Man, you think I'm a daredevil. You should see the guys sitting at the table with me. We've got Bill Siebold here. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, you're a powerboat driver, retired, correct?
Retired in 1997.
Wow. Yes. That's amazing. And we have Tim Siebold as well. Havasuvians know the Siebold name from powerboat racing. This is exciting.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks. Thanks for having us. Man, you got a heck of an intro.
You like that.
Yeah.
But you guys are the real daredevils, right? So, and you were, Tim, on the Havasu Pioneers radio show a couple weeks back.
Yes, my brother and I. So,
right.
You know, the Siebolds have raced since 1939, starting with my grandfather. So all of us.
So there's a reason why you guys are here, and we'll get to that in a second. But I want to let everybody know that we do have Diamondbacks tickets to give away. And if you want to call me during the break, I'll get your email address. We can send you 4 tickets to the D-backs versus the LA Angels now. I thought it was the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, and they keep changing their name or their city or whatever, but it's the D-backs and the LA Angels, the series this weekend. We have Friday tickets and Sunday tickets, 4 tickets for each game, and the D-backs, right now, man, it is tough sledding right now. I don't know if you follow baseball at all, but 17 straight road losses. They're going to be going for 18 today. It's not a proud record to have.
That's a record you don't want to have.
No.
First pitch at 12:40 over on the sports station, 980 AM, 100.5 and 94.3 FM. Suns basketball tonight, more playoff action, 6:30 tip-off against Denver. And... let's see, we've got NHL hockey as well at 4 o'clock. So a whole afternoon of sports on KNTR Sports. So, alright, free COVID shots today until noon at the Blue Water Resort and Casino. That is the Pfizer shot. And if you're, 12 to 17 years old, you must be accompanied by an adult. Havasu Community Health Foundation is doing the same thing today for youth 12 years and older until 1:30, and that's at 94 Acoma Boulevard, Suite 102 here in Lake Havasu City. If you need more information, just give us a call at the station. So without further ado, Bill and Tim Siebold, and by the way, you're here for a reason. There's an event coming up in October, October 15th through the 17th.
October 15th through the 17th in association with the 50th anniversary of the London Bridge in Lake Havasu. So we are bringing back the Havasu Classic, which was ran the first event, outboard powerboat racing. We're bringing Formula One powerboat racing back to Lake Havasu. Boat racing has a long history here with the city, and the McCullough family started back in 1964.
64? I was told 69.
No, so. 64.
That's the year I was born.
Me too.
We were just talking about your dad Bill's involvement in the Lions Club, and how long did you say?
57 years.
That's since 1964.
Yeah.
That's perfect. So, yeah, that's a long time, too, for community service like that. And you're still a Lion.
Yes, I am.
That makes you Lion Bill.
But we, yes, well, thank you. Yes, proud of it. You know, we do a lot for site conservation and everything.
Right.
Our club probably raises more money than any Lions club in the state of Missouri.
Wow.
So we've got a lot of good charitable things we do and give a lot of money away.
That's fantastic. He even says it right, Missouri. I love that. So, all right, the Havasu Classic for 2021 powerboat races in Thompson Bay, based at the Nautical Inn. This is going to be a big event, isn't it?
It sure is, because, you know, thanks to all the people around town, we're getting us back in, and Go Lake Havasu is a huge part of that in Jackie, because she originally reached out to me about bringing this event back. And we kind of started the ball rolling from there. But we're going to have past drivers, so we're going to have a driver's reunion and invite crews, drivers, families from the past. We're going to have vintage boats that race back in the day. Ooh. Out here, which is really going to be fun.
Like Miss Budweiser, maybe?
No.
No,
our boats. The Formula One boats.
Oh, okay.
From back in the day.
Was I in the wrong class there?
Different category.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so just different categories. Still boat racing, so
we
want to promote all that.
Right.
But
so in the boat racing world, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I've seen Days of Thunder many, many, many times with Tom Cruise. Is rubbing racing in the boat racing world? Do you really want to get that class?
No, you don't.
Okay.
If you do that in Formula One boats, you both end up on your head.
Wow.
So you don't want to do that, but we do have a class called the Tri-Hulls. So we're going to have three different classes out here when we come. The Formula One boats, the Formula Lights boats, which are just a smaller, slower version of a Formula One boat, and then the Tri-Hulls, which are, they're like the Ruckus Bomber class. So these guys, when it comes to hitting, they don't mind it.
They don't mind it.
So, Bill, when he says a slower version, what does that mean? What is that, 80 miles an hour instead of 120 or what?
That's about right. You guessed it right on the head. The Formula One boats, because we're running a limited Formula One that has some engine restrictions, just like IndyCar and just like Formula One and every other sport, trying to control the costs. And, they run about 120 to 125 on qualifying. And a race set up, they run about 118 to 120.
I can't imagine 120 miles an hour on the water. Do you start this in the morning when it's like glass, or does it just go all day?
No, it's going to go all day. So we are working with everybody. We've been in town yesterday and today, and we're just lining everything out now, so we'll come up with a schedule, but it is nonstop from 10 o'clock in the morning through 5 o'clock at night. And the cool thing about the event we're going to do in Lake Havasu is it's going to be a doubleheader for the Formula One guys. So instead of seeing one Formula One event, you're going to see two.
I see.
Right.
And the price is good. It's all free.
Bill, how much has the sport changed since you were involved?
Well, it's changed a lot. I raced my first time in Lake Havasu in 1969, okay?
Wow.
And I probably raced here more than anybody alive other than maybe Jimbo McConnell, who lives, he's born and raised in Needles. He now lives in Bullhead City, somebody told me. So, we spent every Thanksgiving out here for about 25 years. So I'd bring the whole family. Tim, Michael, our youngest son, Billy, and my daughter, and we always made a week out of it out here for Thanksgiving.
Sounds like Tim caught the bug.
Well, they did. My dad raced before me. I started racing. Then Mike, Tim's older brother, started racing. And then when he got old enough and out of diapers, he wanted to race.
So if your dad raced before you, that's, what, the 50s?
1939, he said.
What?
Yeah.
Was that Wooden Hall?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He built his own boat. And when Tim retired at the end of 2016 season, that was the end of 78 years of Seabulls being in a race boat.
When did everything get lighter and move into fiberglass territory?
Oh, it's evolved. You know, it's like everything else, the safety, the boats, all of this has evolved over time, so it's been going on since in the 70s, guys had fiberglass boats. And Kenny Kitson one out here in
Diablo.
Yeah.
Was that automatically an advantage once that happened?
No.
The lighter boats didn't necessarily make them faster.
No, not really.
No.
Easier to handle, maybe.
They handle different, and they're a little more durable. But
right.
I still raced a wood hull in 2016.
I was just getting ready to give out the phone number, 854-KNTR, 928-854-5687, and we have a caller on the line. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Yeah, I was wondering, the Formula One boat, how many cc's are the engine, and what does a prop cost for one of them puppies?
The prop?
Well,
yeah.
Those are good questions. So we have four different engine packages that you can run, ranging from 2 liter to 2.6 liter. And we kind of have different rules, so there's some parity there on the engines performance-wise. And then a prop. You buy a new prop, it's $1,500 to $2,000, depending on what kind of prop you get.
Does it depend on the altitude that you're running in to what prop you use also?
Well, on a boat, the prop is really, it's your tire compound and your transmission all built into one, because you get the boat handling from it.
Right.
So you've got different diameters, and then you have different pitches. So
sure.
Some have pointy tips, some have 4 blades, 5 blades. So there is a variety, and every boat likes something different. Every driver likes something different.
Right. Caller, did you have another question?
No, it just sounds like an expensive little hobby.
Yeah, I don't think, I think it graduates past hobby now, right?
Yeah.
There's probably a pretty good living to be made at it. Thank you so much, caller.
Okay.
All right, go ahead, Tim.
Well, I mean, you know, it's the guy's passion, our driver's passion, and, you know, and not at this time. There's not a lot of full-time drivers, but as you will see when you meet some of these guys coming out here, a lot of them are multi-generational racers.
So this is part, the Havasu Classic is part of a series, is that correct?
Part of the NGK Spark Plugs Formula One Powerboat Championship.
So this is something that Havasu fans, or fans across the tri-state area, Kingman, Bullhead City, Havasu, all points in between, even Needles, can follow online. They can follow the series. Is that right?
Yes, you can. You can watch all the videos live. We live stream all the races. And if you not be able to make it live, go to ngkf1.com, and you can pull them all up. ngkf1.com. And, no, you can watch the whole series. It's a national series, and we're bringing it in. So we'll have the final two rounds of 2021 here in Lake Havasu, and we're going to crown our champion here. So
the series champion for the entire season.
For the whole season, it's going to be here, and then we're going to have our year-end banquet here to celebrate after the race.
Folks, if that doesn't get you stoked for powerboat racing here in Havasu, I don't know what will. That's big news. Do you wish you were racing in this, Bill?
Well, you know, I raced for 46 years, so I wish I was back in a boat. No. I accomplished everything I wanted to do in racing. I won Havasu a couple times. You know, I raced internationally in Europe for 17 years full-time, along with the American circuit full-time at the same time. So we got around the world pretty well, and I had a great career. I won a lot of races, and in several different Hall of Fames.
And he's still in one piece. That's the point when
exactly
you retire.
Right. Let's go ahead and take a short break. We'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about the 2021 Havasu Classic. Is it Havasu Classic Formula One Powerboat Races? Okay, perfect. That's what we'll talk about when we come back, in conjunction with the 50th anniversary of the dedication of the London Bridge here in Lake Havasu City. This is exciting stuff, folks. And we're talking to two leaders in the powerboat racing business. So there you have it. We'll be back with more in a moment. Again, if you want tickets to the D-backs versus the LA Angels for either this Friday or this Sunday, we've got 4 tickets for each game, and we'll give away one game, of course, per person. So we'll have 4 tickets for you either for Friday or Sunday. Give us a call, 854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. Stay with us. I'm Paul Lavoie. We'll be right back with Bill and Tim Siebold. shoot, you guys can't even drive 100, man.
If you're only driving 100, you're getting passed.
You're getting lapped,
yeah.
Right?
All
right?
Oh, yeah.
Speak Out brought to you in part by Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, also Mojave Mortgage, GDK CPA LLC, Springberg McAndrew Financial Services, Patio Paradise, Connected Computer and Technology, Horizon Community Bank, and our newest sponsor, Arizona Krav Maga. And don't forget, we stream live, and the show archives are at kntrtalk.com. And we're back with Bill and Tim Siebel. Bill, the elder, right?
Yes.
The father, if
yes.
you will. Tim, the son, and they are representing the 2021 Havasu Classic Powerboat Races scheduled for October 15th through the 17th at the Nautical. But that's not the only place you can watch it. And I just asked you about ticket sales. That was kind of, you kind of chuckled when
yeah.
I said that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you asked about tickets and how much they are, but there's no ticket required and there's no money required. It's free. So
Wow. Thanks
with working with Go Lake Havasu and being able to coordinate everything with the 50th anniversary, this is an event for the fans, for the public, and for Lake Havasu.
So tell me about the course itself. How does that work? Does it go around the point there on the island, or does it stay right there in Thompson Bay?
It's in Thompson Bay, yes. So we're working on the final course design, but it will be in Thompson Bay, and obviously we've got some parameters we've got to work around, but that's where you'll be able to see all the action right in Thompson Bay.
How many races are we talking about each day? Are we talking about different classes each day or different? Are we talking about heats and finals and that sort of thing?
You've got testing, qualifying, heat races, finals each day. So with the Formula One, normally it's a 2-day event.
Okay.
For one race, we're going to do a 2-day event for the Formula One in one day, and then we're going to do the second thing on Sunday, the 17th.
Wow.
So
remind people that weren't listening about, 10 minutes ago, this is all part of a series, and it's the last leg of the series.
Last two legs.
Okay.
Last two legs of the NGK F1 Formula One Powerboat Championship. So we're going to crown a champion out of here.
Bill, how does the pit situation work with powerboats? That's one thing I'm trying to wrap my head around now.
Well, there's going to be about 10 or 15 semi-tractor trailer trucks come in. A lot of them carry two or three boats and run two boat teams. So, they'll be pitted probably up on the point out there where we used to make a right-hand turn and go around that point. But because race courses are shorter now and it's a better spectator show than it used to be back then because they don't run out of sight. It's all right in front of the spectator.
Wow.
Yeah, before, you ran longer races and the length of the race courses were much longer. So now we want fast action, kind of in your face, bringing all the action right to you. So it'll be right there in front where everybody can see the whole thing.
I was going to say, where's the best place to watch this from?
You'll be able to watch from the Nautical. You should be able to watch from the other side. So you can watch by boat. We'll have a safety barrier around the whole race course.
Okay.
And so you can watch it from and I'm sorry, that on the other side is the name of the park.
There's a park on the other side. I'm not sure about the name.
Oh, Rotary?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of all that area you'll be able to see, which
sure,
will be
sure.
a little bit further, but you still will be able to see some stuff. We're working on how we can get some PA over everybody's. Steve and I were talking yesterday about, going on a frequency so that way if you're in your boat, you can turn it in and you can hear our announcers.
So how does wind affect the sport? Obviously, you probably have to slow down as you're heading into the wind, right, because of hydroplaning and that sort of thing. And have you accounted for that here in Lake Havasu that time of year?
We have. So we looked at the historical wind charts. And we kind of looked when the
sure.
best opportunity was for us. And that mid-October seems to be a really good time. We also have the tri-hulls, which those guys, no matter how hard the wind blows, as long as it's not a hurricane, they're going to be out there.
Wait, they can race in white cap conditions?
Oh, yeah. These guys are
cowboys. They like to, you're talking about rubbing and racing. These guys do a lot more than rubbing.
I love it when older race car or race boat power racing drivers, you know, I get to talk to them because you guys have the best stories. Tell me one of your favorite stories about a race that you might have won or come close to winning. I know you've got some good memories out there.
Oh, I got great memories and I had a great career. I don't know. There's just so many. I mean, I guess when I won the OZ World Championship in Milan, Italy was a very big weekend for me. Bristol, England, raced for the Duke York Trophy. The British always said if you won it three times in a row, you get to keep it. The trophy's valued back in the 70s at $250,000. I won it six times. They'd never let me take it out of the country.
Probably would. That's funny.
They didn't trust me.
Right.
So, but anyway, it's obviously winning my hometown St. Louis race, which our Lions Club put on. I won it in 1997. I was president of the Lions Club. It was my last year to race and was the last victory I had in a race boat.
Tim, tell me where the series also runs. Is the series somewhere right now? I know you told me Lake of the Ozarks.
We raced last weekend, Lake of the Ozarks, Missouri.
Last weekend, okay. Yeah. And where else does it go this summer?
So then Windsor, Colorado, Port Neches, Texas, and here, of course. We're still in kind of a transition time from the COVID thing, and not to take that lightly by any means, but... Mm. Some of the places we normally go, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Bay City, Michigan, we're still unable to have an event this year, but they're coming back strong next year.
Oh, that's great. You told me about there's one lake that's on a golf course?
That's the Windsor, Colorado event. Yeah, so...
I can't imagine a lake being that big on a golf course.
When I used to race, they let us park our truck on the first tee.
I'd be worried about the golfers aiming for the boats, right?
I think they do.
Yeah,
I know I do. Mine shank mine a lot to the right.
If they golf like I do, they're safe if I'm aiming for them.
Oh, that's good. That's perfect. So it's ngkf1.com is the website to follow the sport and leading all the way up to the last two legs of the Formula One Powerboat Racing Series.
Correct.
All right.
We're gonna cap it off at Lake Havasu Classic this year in a big way.
That's awesome. And you're gonna have a lot of race fans here. What about sponsorship opportunities for businesses out there that want to get their name out and associated with the event?
We have sponsorship opportunities available. If you go on ngkf1.com, you can get the information for me and contact me. And I will be happy to work with you and come up with a package that makes sense for everybody.
Right. All right. Perfect. So we're going to go ahead and take another break and wish you guys the best of luck. I want you to come back on the show as the event draws closer.
Oh, for sure. And thank you for having us.
All right. Perfect. Let's take a short break. We're going to talk to SunPower by Esme Electric next. Again, it's the Havasu Classic Powerboat Races, October 15th through the 17th at the Nautical, but you can watch all around Thompson Bay. So, again, Bill and Tim Siebold, great to have them here in the studio. All right, back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie, and you're listening to Speak Out. Stay with us. Back on Speak Out, brought to you in part by Mojave Community College, Better Business Bureau, SamsGuns.com, SunPower by Esme Electric, and Brandon Hill is in the house. How are you, Brandon?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good. Also, Herb's Herbs, and by the Lewis team at Coldwell Banker Realty, Bobby and Julie Lewis, Brian Vesley, and Lori Rule. And this Friday in Lake Havasu City at London Bridge Beach Park is the Wildfire Revival. Come join in the regional Wildfire Revival. Experience the goodness of God, expectant to receive your miracle. Emotionally, physically, and spiritually with Pastor Kay Zimmerman as the facilitator. Again, that's Friday, June 11th, this Friday, London Bridge Beach Park at 7 p.m. and bring your own chair. So there you have it. And I think I'm keeping Brandon awake here. I'm just kidding. All right. Welcome to the show.
Ah, good to be here again.
Not good on a cloudy day, but you're still here.
Oh, yes.
Cloudy days only count in golf, right?
Yeah, when that sun's really hot on you, you want those clouds covering, but yeah, not for solar anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Again, it's Sun Power by Esme Electric and Solar, 855-7375. And who is it that answers the phone there? She's so nice.
Oh, Denise or Teresa? Denise. Yeah, Denise and Teresa. They're both awesome. But Denise, right. Yeah, mainly answers the phone, so yep.
So you're locally owned?
Oh, yes. Yep, yep. Over 42 years Greg's been here. Well, I've been here, what, 40 years born and raised, so.
Oh, great.
Almost close.
Tell me about the warranty.
Well, SunPower has one of the best warranties out there on the market, and how it entails is that 25 years we have that warranty set at to where you don't pay for labor, you don't pay for parts, you don't pay for the shipping, anything that happens wrong with your system, we take care of it and you're always covered. And the good thing about that warranty is it's an Equinox system, which is the power of one, which everything that we're producing on that panel, the microinverter, the racking, the cells, is all under SunPower's warranty, under one warranty. So if anything malfunctions or anything in the future, you're taken care of.
And that's, what did you say, 25?
25 years, ooh. Yes. Production, efficiency, everything about it.
Do you know of anything else out there that's warranted for 25 years?
No.
I really don't.
I don't.
I can't think of anything because the technology, it changes. And you're warrantying a technology that keeps evolving.
Absolutely. And a lot of people always think, you know, hey, you know, I don't know, solar is getting to this. So one day it's going to be smaller. We're going to wait. We're going to talk about it. We just don't want to talk about it right now. We just believe it's going to get better. But with SunPower's production warranty, where our panels are still going to be at 92.8% efficient in 25 years. So even if new products come out, your panel's still doing everything that any new panel's going to do for you, plain and simple. And also, by then, if anything does change, heck, you already put your money, invested into it, and you already make your money back for yourself.
I'm trying to think of how panels have changed over the past 25 years, and maybe they've gotten thinner, but the solar panels, I remember them pretty much being the same as they are now.
Pretty much. They're actually just, they're getting bigger, and the size of the watts where, you know, where SunPower has a panel that's a 410-watt panel, and it's actually bigger than what the other panels that we have available for
bigger in size or
bigger
capacity?
Bigger in size.
Generating capacity,
yep,
too.
Yep, generating capacity, but they're not getting smaller. They're getting bigger. So okay. It all depends on roof space and stuff like that. So.
Right, right. Tell me about the buyback decrease that's coming up.
So Unisource every October is they will decrease their buyback rate. And the buyback rate is what you overproduce in kilowatt hours and give back to the grid. And as of right now, it's 10.34 cents. So in October 1st, if you've anybody that's out there or has any questions or wants to just get a quote, as long as you sign up prior before October 1st, you'll be grandfathered in for a minimum of 10 years, no matter what, at that buyback rate.
How often do those buyback rates change?
Every year. It was already supposed to drop down, but Unisource, it was pretty awesome of them with the COVID and everything. They had that buyback rate go for another year. So at the 10.34 cents.
You don't see that happening again because of COVID kind of tailing out.
Yeah, and they already did it.
That's
once.
That's a rough prediction to make.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
So yes, but no, the odds are it is going to go down. Absolutely,
right.
Up to 10%, and they're going to get the full 10%.
So somebody calls you, they're interested in solar, they think their home might be a prime candidate for solar panels and generating their own electricity. And lowering their power bill, that sort of thing. What's it take to get you out there? How much does that cost?
Actually, it doesn't cost anything. Just to go out there, sit down with the customer, kind of go over, let them know how solar works. take a look at shading, take a look at you know, their electrical panel, just to get everything that they need to know. And maybe they want to use more power, or they plan on adding a pool. So I get some information, we get it all put together, we come back, we show the customer, and if you like it, you like it. If you don't, hey, it was a pleasure meeting you, have a great day. But right. At least you know what you're getting now, instead of just sitting there wondering what would it be. Because majority of the people that don't call, they go, it's too expensive. And that's why 60% of my business is literally referrals alone. Because I sit down, I show the customer, hey, this is what we can do for you. And they go, well, if it's like this, why doesn't everybody have it? And I go, well, how long did it take for you to give us a call to actually sit down with you at your kitchen table,
right,
show you what we can do for you? And like I said, everybody goes, well, it's one of those things too good to be true. But no, it's awesome. You can't beat it, especially with the federal and state tax credits that are available still.
This is one of those things, too. You want the husband and wife both in on the meeting.
Oh, absolutely.
Because, you know, well, I got to talk to my husband about it. Oh, I got to talk to my wife about it. If you have them both in the same place.
Yeah, and you know what?
It's like insurance.
Exactly. And it's just good to go over both with the couples, because they're both the ones that are going to sit down and make the decision mm-hmm. together. One's not going to make the decision without the other. But I also know that it's tough, different working hours and stuff, to where we only meet with the wife, or we'll only meet with the husband, and at least we'll get everything rocking and rolling, and then we can come back and then we can sit down together and actually go over it all again and make sure whatever decision you do make, you're 110% on board.
So what are you going to look at with the property once you're do you walk the property, see if they have a pool, see what size air conditioner, all that? How does that work?
Well, it works two different ways. One is if a customer that's been in the house over 12 months, then we look at an electric bill. Then we have new construction, or somebody that just moves in the house. Then we look, yes, do you have a pool? We need to figure out how much power you're going to use in the future so we can size the system up and go from there. Electric bill is always good because we get an exact number, but we've been doing it long enough to where we know how much a pool pump's going to run, how old the AC is, what kind of windows you have, what kind of insulation you have. Are you a welder? You know, there's a lot of variables that come into effect, because, you know, you get a lot of people that go, well, you know what? I got a 1,200 square foot house. How much? And it's like, there's no way, because you can have two of the exact same houses.
And an RV garage and so on and so on. We have a lot of those in Lake Havasu City.
Well, and some people AC the garage. Some people, like I said, they weld a lot. There's a lot of different variables to where you can't just go on square footage. You have to go on the age of the house and many other things on top
of that. Sure, absolutely. So, what about Kingman or Bullhead City?
We pretty much hit 60 to 80 miles outside of Lake Havasu City, as long as it's in Arizona. But yes, we do a lot in Bullhead, a lot of Fort Mojave, Golden Shores, Golden Valley. Yes, we do.
But not California?
Not California, no. Okay. And we even do Bouse, you know. So
South to Parker?
South Park, yep. Like I said, just Bouse, Quartzsite.
Quartzsite's in our listening
yes,
area,
absolutely.
So there you go.
So, yep.
All right, you didn't know that, did you?
No.
Yeah, we actually hit down south to Quartzsite. So nice. Free quotes. What about federal tax?
Federal tax credit, they extended also, and what that means is that you get a 26% federal tax credit on the total cost of the system. So they're going to actually help you out to invest your money back into yourself and into your house to one day not have an electric bill. Or if you say, you know what, I just want to pay cash for the system and not have an electric bill anymore. You pay yourself. Why throw your money away to the electric company each and every month?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yep.
Is there a state tax credit also?
There is the state tax credit of $1,000 also. You have to be an Arizona resident, which I have about 35-40% of my customers that they're not Arizona residents.
That makes sense.
Yeah. You get a lot of Californians that literally they come in town, they already had solar in California, they want solar, they give us a call just because a lot of times they know the SunPower is the top of the line panel out there.
Yeah, it's interesting. There's a weekend rental that's very close to where I live, and they just outfitted it all for solar.
Oh yeah.
Which I thought was pretty interesting. So.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? A lot of people rent their houses out, and they just go, again, let them pay for what it costs for to go solar.
Sure.
And especially when we have financing out there with $0 out of pocket, $0 out of pocket leasing. Heck, we have a 20-year loan out there at 0.99% interest loan with no prepayment penalties. So, again, no
money. On approved credit, right?
On approved credit, of course. Yes, absolutely. We do have other banks from lower credit scores all the way up to higher credit scores, depending on where we sit.
Right. Again, we're talking to Brandon Hill. He's a sales consultant for SunPower by Esme Electric. And if you have a question for Brandon, give us a call, 854-KNTR-928-854-5687. And I want to talk about this truckload sale. I love it when I see the word sale, and there's especially with something like this.
Yes, so we're a SunPower master dealer, and we will only sell SunPower panels. It's something that we stuck with and Greg stuck with over the years, is that we can sell anything we want to, but we know what's going to happen in the future to certain panels out there in this heat. So being a master dealer, we actually buy truckloads of panels. SunPower goes, hey, we have all these panels. What do you want? We buy them all because we know we're going to sell them out there. So we have the best pricing on any SunPower panel out there.
How big of a challenge is it to get $0 out-of-pocket financing?
It's not much of a challenge at all. We have credit scores ranging from banks from all the way from low 600 and all the way up,
well,
debt to income and stuff like that. But it's a lot easier than you might think it is.
And when would you do an out-of-pocket leasing that's like $0 out-of-pocket leasing?
A lot of time, the only time that I believe some people do just like to lease, but if you can't use the federal tax credit, and that's one of the big things that you get a lot of people out there, they're just on, you know, their retirement, Social Security, and they just want to save money. And that's when the lease comes into effect, where we can get them the payment. Payment doesn't change. You know what your payment's going to be for the next 25 years.
Right.
You know, so we size up the system again, figuring out what you need, so where you're your own electric company now on your house.
Cool.
Plain and simple. So.
Right. Does it surprise you when you drive to Vegas now? I know this doesn't really have anything to do with your business, but you see the proliferation of solar farms now.
It just goes to show you what works.
Yeah.
You know, you got a lot of the wind stuff out there that you can't have and have a suit for one, but to get people to work on it or to get it built is really tough. But that's where it's going. It's going all solar farms. It's
right.
Showing. I think they did a study a while back ago that they said Arizona so much sun in certain spots to where if you take 100 square miles of solar, it actually produce enough power for the whole country.
Wow, really?
Even though it's 100 square miles, that's quite a bit, but still, it's out there.
Yeah. Is there a time where you go up to a property, Brandon, and you just, I don't know if this is going to work, and you have to be honest with those people?
Oh, we're always honest with our customers. We're going to be the first ones to tell you know what, solar's just not going to work for you. It's not going to pencil out. You do have, you know, a few houses out there that's there's just a lot of shading, a lot of palm trees. And you know what? People love their trees. They watch them grow over the
right.
years. They got a lot of sentimental value, and they don't want to cut them down. And that's totally understandable. And I just say, hey, you know what? For what, how much shading it's going to cause, it no longer makes sense to go mm-hmm. solar. Or, you know, I'll get some people that literally their average bill is $30 a month. I just tell them, hey, again. But if you, like I said, I have customers that are here half-time, snowbirds, we have them all. So
right.
As long as you got an electric bill, more than likely solar would work for you. So.
I'll tell you a feature I would like if I had access to a system like that would be the mobile app.
So you got the monitoring system on a mobile app, your computer and stuff, so that way you can always see your app, see how everything's running, and we also can take a look at it a little bit more in depth to make sure that, hey, if there is something wrong with your system, we can look on it and go, hey, there's something wrong, we need to get out there, we're going to get it fixed, because again, we guarantee our production,
right.
and we want to make sure that you produce 100% of what we tell you you are.
So tell me about the install itself. What kind of process is that? How long are people, the homeowner, how long are they expecting the workers to be out there putting the panels up, installation of the inverter? It's another separate power box, is that right?
Well, we use your electrical panel that you already have
right.
on your house, and then we add a few different things to
okay.
that. But all in all, the process, we're about 60 days out for permits, engineering, and then, of course, you know, to then get the crew there. But the crew is usually there about anywhere from 3 to 6 days, of course, depending on weather, wind, and stuff like that, because we want to make sure everything's good to go, and we have phenomenal, great installing crews.
Right.
And
so
it's all in-house.
You just mentioned permits and that, and the permitting process. How much does the homeowner have to deal with that?
None. We take care of, we take care of everything. We just get them approved, or they once they decide, we take care of permits, engineering, everything that needs to be done.
So a lot of people are looking at the value of their home right now. How much does this typically add to the value of a home?
I can't quite get into that just because I don't have the factual information on that,
but it doesn't decrease.
It doesn't decrease, and that's 100%. When you can tell somebody that you're selling your house and you have no electric bill, or this is all I pay for my electric bill, it's a huge selling point.
So it does help with the sale of a home.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I've talked to many realtors that have solar that like selling solar. There's some leases out there at times that there's other companies that the people don't get it, and that's the thing. That's why any of my customers that decide to sell their house, I've always will and in the future sit down with the future buyers and explain everything, let them know what kind of deal you're actually getting and you're grandfathered in from when that person purchased that system, which is great.
So Breck was telling me about an award that you guys won nationwide.
Yes, that's the second one we've got. Yes, over 500 dealers, and it's a customer satisfaction award.
500 dealers?
Over 500 dealers, we got it. So
and you guys got
it. Yep, yep. We take pride in it. We go again. We make sure our customers are 110% happy with everything that we do with them, and that customer satisfaction award means a lot to us.
Is that what the award's about, customer satisfaction?
Absolutely.
It's not about volume.
No, it's not about volume. It's about our customer satisfaction. It's just we go above and beyond to make sure everybody's super happy.
So let's let people know, even in Kingman and Bullhead, Lake Havasu City, how they can reach SunPower by SMAL.
Please call our office, 928-855-7375. Give us a call. Be more than happy to get any information. And again, let me just show you what we can do for you. It's pretty simple. You can say no and it ain't going to cost you a penny out of your pocket, or you can say yes and you start investing, you start doing something with your money.
How many estimates do you think you've been written in the last week?
Six? Probably six.
Wow,
right,
very good.
Yes, yes.
Very good. So, you guys are staying busy.
Yes, we
times
are.
That many sales represent or sales consultants. So
yes, so we are busy. But you know what? When we have the name that we have and been here as long as we have, which is huge. Again, we do everything in-house. We don't subcontract any work out. So.
Does the consultant like yourself babysit the project all the way through?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So you can go back and yep, tell the customer, hey, are you happy with your system?
Or they have my cell phone at any time. They can call me immediately if I don't answer. I always call my customers back to make sure that everybody's happy. But, yeah, me and the office, we let them know how the process is working, how everything's coming along, and making sure, again, everything's 110% satisfactory.
Oh, that's awesome. There you have it, folks. Brandon Hill, sales consultant from SunPower by Esme Electric and Solar. 855-7375, 928-855-7375. Did we miss anything?
No, I think we got it pretty quick there, but if we did miss anything, we'll get it next time. Thanks for having me.
Hey, no problem. Thanks, Brandon. I'm Paul Lavoie. We'll return in a moment, and I'll have a final shot for you. Stay with us on Speak Out. All right, welcome back to Speak Out. Don't forget, we still have tickets to Kingman Stick Pony Derby. We've got 4 tickets to the event this Saturday night at 6 p.m. Give me a call after the show, and we'll line you up with those or the Diamondbacks versus Angels tickets, tickets for Friday and Sunday's game. And then don't forget, we have movie tickets for tomorrow to give away. We call it Winning Thursday, 2 pair of tickets to Movies Havasu. And that's with no restrictions and all show times. Again, Winning Thursday tomorrow on Speak Out, where you can win movie tickets. All right, speaking of tomorrow's show, we'll have Lois Heath from Springberg McAndrew Insurance in the first half hour. And then we'll have Dr. Bob Branch returning to the show from The Power of Fives. And you'll want to stick around for that, especially if you're a conservative and you're thinking about running for statewide office or volunteering to help a statewide office candidate. Bob Branch will be on tomorrow from The Power of Fives. All right, until then, I'm Paul Lavoie, living the dream in Lake Havasu City. Hannity is up next, preceded by Fox News. Take it safe out there, folks. You can have anything you want, but you better not take it from me.